vous exprimer.
Merci, merci beaucoup. Je vais commencer.
Thank you. I will begin by paying tribute to the great think tank, this great organization, which provides us with analyses and studies and support to help governments and civil society. I won't repeat what my colleague just said, but I would just add that at several seminars devoted to the 10th anniversary of the Human Rights Council, all analysts agree that the UPR is the great success of the UN system, the UN human rights system, and in particular the Human Rights Council. The UPR is a success story. Governments, diplomats, civil society, academics, we all agree on this. And I would briefly say that thanks to the UPR, we have reached a practical formula of universalism. All states, large and small, have participated and presented their reports. We have come in this council to avoid politicization, to avoid confrontation, and to establish a partnership, a new cooperation among governments, parliaments, civil society. This is very important. Thanks to the UPR, we have also been able to bring all member states to make a strong political commitment to the respect and protection of human rights. All of these analyses, which repeat the praise of the UPR here, agree in highlighting a few difficulties and a few weaknesses. It would seem that the implementation of human rights recommendations is a major challenge for the UPR. It is a major challenge for all states. It is not through the lack of political will. Generally, the large number of recommendations, it's added up to almost 8,000 of them now, and reference is also made to human, financial, and technical capacity of the developing countries and small countries. It is important because during the third UPR cycle, ideas will be discussed for the implementation of recommendations. My country has established an interministerial delegation which is exclusively in charge of follow-up to recommendations and their implementation, and I will have an opportunity to return to this later. We must also be careful when it comes to participation and inclusive dialogue, which strengthens participation of NGOs and civil society at the national level in the elaboration of national reports. I think we've made great progress. Civil society is participating increasingly at the national level, but the third cycle is an opportunity to take a closer look and to bring governments to open the door to genuine partnership between government and civil society. We have moved forward towards participation of national commissions, but a major gap remains concerning participation of parliaments. What is the role of parliaments in the preparation of UPRs at the national level and at the international level? Morocco, together with some other countries, is behind the initiative to ensure that parliaments should have a greater role in this process. During the national preparation, and when coming here to Geneva and after the discussion for translating commitments into national law. The third cycle is also an opportunity for us to ensure, to highlight the interdependence and indivisibility of human rights. We have to be attentive to the recommendations and the relation between political and civil rights and economic